the war drums continue to be beaten in Washington, D.C. The Bush administration is continuing to push its war against Iraq. One of the people speaking out forcefully against that proposed war is Scott Ritter, former chief UN arms inspector. He was interviewed on KVMR-FM's news program. Mr. Ritter, you're a former UN weapons inspector who was in Iraq. What's the situation in that country? And when you look at all of this war talk that's happening, what's your analysis of all of this?
Well, it seems clear to me that a decision has been made to remove Saddam Hussein from power and to do this using American military might if required. Now, on the surface of it, one would think that in order to undertake a step of this nature, you would have to have a serious threat to the national security of the United States to justify this. However, as I think these hearings that are underway in Washington, D.C. Today in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have shown, no substantive fact has been put on the table to show that Iraq is indeed a threat to the national security. So I feel that this is probably more to do with domestic American politics based upon a decade of demonizing Saddam Hussein. We've boxed ourselves into a rhetorical corner where the only option available that seems that's politically acceptable is the elimination of Saddam Hussein. And we have many congressmen, Democrat and Republican alike, who have committed to this course, invested considerable amount of political capital into the concept of removing Saddam Hussein, and they join the Bush administration, which especially since September 11th has raised the level of war rhetoric to such extremes that, frankly, no other option is even tolerated.
I know a couple of months ago I happened to see you on the Fox News program Hannity and Combs, and Sean Hannity appeared to me to have gone ballistic when you didn't come out in favor of war with Iraq. When we're looking at the hearings that are going on, are the people in the U.S. Congress actually getting a full picture from the people who are there testifying?
No, look, Joe Biden made it clear that he, when he announced these hearings, he said that if Saddam Hussein's here in 5 years, we'll have made a mistake. That he's hopeful after these hearings that he'll be able to get unanimous endorsement by Congress, a vote on a resolution authorizing the use of military force against Iraq. If that's not, you know, a predisposed foregone conclusion, I don't know what is. There's nothing fair and balanced about these hearings. They're a sham. They've been designed to rubber stamp, you know, a finding in favor of war. And these hearings aren't providing a full picture. The administration's not providing a full picture. The media is not providing a full picture. I think America is being misled as to what the potential threat is.
When we're talking about Saddam Hussein, and you talked about years of rhetoric demonizing Saddam Hussein, and let's make it plain, no one has ever accused you of being an apologist for Saddam Hussein.
Well, they've accused it, but I don't think the accusations stick.
They may have accused it, but I think your actions and your position as a weapons inspector disproves those accusations, at least in my eyes.
Well, thank you.
Do you think that perhaps what's happened is that because of the emergence of al-Qaeda, that Saddam is no longer needed as a demon because al-Qaeda has taken his place?
No, I think the opposite. I think al-Qaeda jumped into our national consciousness so horrifically on September 11th that the Bush administration has used the war on terror and this concept of the need to confront all threats to drag Saddam Hussein into the umbrella of the war on terror. Prior to September 11th, George Bush would not have been able to get any support to go to war against Iraq. Since September 11th, you know, the majority of the country, according to polls, supports going after Saddam. And one of the reasons is they buy into the rhetoric that Saddam Hussein's Iraq is a threat possessing weapons of mass destruction and that Iraq is linked to the forces of anti-American terror in name al-Qaeda. Now, no one asks for proof on this. They just accept this at face value. And the Bush administration is taking advantage of this ignorance and the fear that exists in this country.
Now, you have authored Endgame, Solving the Iraqi Problem Once and for All, without going into the detail of the book. What's it going to take to solve the Iraqi problem once and for all, in your opinion?
Well, I think we have to focus on the fact that one of the reasons why no one, why we're talking about going to war alone now, is that no one in the world supports this war. No one buys into the rhetoric of the Bush administration, and I think it's going to become clear, even in these hearings, that without a coalition, we probably shouldn't be thinking of waging this war. So if we're talking coalition building, that means that we have to, you know, deal with Iraq on a framework that's acceptable to the majority of the world. And in this case, we're talking Security Council resolutions that call for Iraq's disarmament. The world's already agreed to this. Iraq is ready to let the inspectors in, but Iraq wants assurances that the inspectors won't be used as they were in the past as a vehicle for espionage to spy on Saddam Hussein, that the inspectors will only do disarmament. And once you disarm Iraq, then the agreement is that you lift economic sanctions. These sanctions have been imposed on Iraq for over a decade now. Hundreds of thousands of innocents have perished, and the Iraqi economy is devastated. So lift the sanctions, and then with Iraq in control of its economy, Iraq can begin the long, difficult process of rebuilding its nation, and in doing so, be welcomed back into the family of nations. That is a policy that the world will support. It's a policy that is good for Iraq, good for the region, good for the United States, except for one aspect. It doesn't solve the political problem here in the United States of Saddam Hussein. We've boxed ourselves into a rhetorical corner where the only solution for Saddam is his elimination, and our politicians are unwilling or unable to step forward and embrace any solution, no matter how realistic it is, if it involves Saddam's continued survival.
Scott Ritter, thank you for being with us on KVMR.
Thank you.
For KVMR FM Radio in Nevada City, California, I'm Mike Thornton.